history skills with this more than they do in the book.
Yeah. They're all separate skills. Some of those skills are not specialized anymore, they're just other skills.
For history, we don't get to know the history of everything anywhere.
Yeah.
That's pretty unreasonable.
Yeah. This is Star Trek, man. I also notice that I speak a
little. One of us has to have a skill in 2000s.
The 21st century?
Not the 21st century, yes. It's like an era, you know. You know, if for instance, 60s, you have to know about 60s history.
If it's 80s history, 90s history.
Alright.
Cool.
So we'll go back a bit, say that you decided to go down.
Like all the disadvantages and none of the advantages.
Well, we'll just say that, you know, everybody else was injured during, you know, when everything blew up and stuff.
Yeah. Everything blew up.
You know, when you got hit with a thing and the panels blew up stuff, let's just say the damage was a bit worse.
Well, there's no way in hell the guy would come up with that. And you thought it wouldn't be there any damn way. Is that what you're saying?
That was well representative of your general attitude.
Yeah, my my general attitude is very open.
You guys go get interviewed, but we'll, like, before you go, but we'll backtrack throughout the adventure.
I'm going to make a change here.
You know, you and these are the only two bridge officers left.
I'm not a bridge officer.
You are now.
That's it, promotion. Good injury.
Ensign.
I haven't even taken the stupid test that makes me.
Well, okay, you're not really bridge officer, but you're on the bridge.
I'm not taking the stupid test that makes me allowed to be on the bridge. I'm a medical officer.
That's true, but nobody's taking that test yet.
I'm going to have fun going and rereading last week's log. Have you read it yet, Jeff?
On week 3 or 4.
He's still writing the.
Could someone email me the.
Are you done with that file?
www.tgd.com.
By the way, this version does not have the Hippocratic Oath on it.
Yeah, I think you have thousands of them, which is almost the same thing.
Well, I think I may take one to flash wrong.
So you don't want it.
Doesn't matter.
As,
you know, whatever you pick.
I was going to get rid of obsessive tendency and replace it with Hippocratic Oath, but arrogant, which is a
3-point
character.
At least you have the character. Doesn't matter. They're both about
the
same stuff.
Yeah, that test to be on the bridge, or that's a test to be at command on the bridge.
You can be on the bridge, but you can't command. So there's a line officer's test. Which is actually an advantage to actually be able to command. You know, so what the captain is doing by allowing you to take command of the ship is really, you know, not document regulations, but, you know, she's really lazy.
She's always drunk.
she likes to put, you know, opposite, you know, she calls it training.
I want to take the test. Does that take points to pass the test?
Yes. You probably will get it by the end of this year.
3 points. Or you're just going to take it from us?
It'd be like 4 or 8 points. It's from the hidden XP.
The hidden XP?
which is used for promotions and stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's a party with hidden XP.
So are you going to make it in this?
Yeah. You usually get one extra point per week. And then maybe an extra one if you're good. That's for, like, promotions and other things.
By the way, pointing out that the EDM thing is being unfair is not good.
Yeah, I'm being unfair to you. I'm probably giving you enough XP too.
Sure, lucky he's not me.
Okay. So the lots of panels blew, but you guys stabilized the ship.
Yeah.
So it's still the report is that
still in decaying orbit.
Stable for now. You got about a quarter impulse, which is like 2 points.
Enough to get us out.
You can get out slowly, but the thing is, all the dilithium was burned out.
Oh my god.
So there's no dilithium.
We go to the spare supply.
What spare supply cabinet? Nobody ever keeps a spare supply.
That's a class case that you use a hammer to break open. It's stylus. Can you handle like stylus in your hand?
Yeah, apparently based on the original.
It's just a crystal.
Well,
the one, what's used in on Star Trek is like refined. You can still hold it, but it's very easily absorbs energy and turns it into mechanical. I'm not sure. It absorbs energy and can turn it into mechanical energy and vice versa. Yeah. I mean, it also does matter as a matter.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting. Basically, it's just a cool energy converter.
Of course, the new slipstream technology uses a totally different energy source.
Well, Romulans only have.
They use
it
well.
Yeah, they use a little black hole.
So those experimental things decide not to go that way.
Nope, pretty much all the big ships have it. The small ships have a...
That's why all the ships, that's why they have a whole bunch of bigger ships than the Federation has, right?
Yeah. So, you detected... You know, Shannon detected the device. Well, okay. There's an energy source on the planet.
Okay.
What are you going to do? Are you going to take these two guys?
Yeah.
And what kind of equipment? Any NPCs?
Well, NPCs? Oh, yeah, we took a security detachment.
You want
to?
So you take two couple security guys?
Yeah.
What kind of equipment do you want to take? Tricorders? Phasers?
One each of the tricorders.
I've been using the science tricorder.
Portable laser with 40 megawatts in 20.
Well, I thought, slap the Type 3 phasers. Love the Type 3 phasers. Anytime I get a chance to use them.
Type 3
phasers,
did you say?
Hey, transport. We determined that transporting is next impossible, right? Or we just don't have the power.
It would be very hard.
Yeah.
You didn't determine it was impossible. I don't think nobody rolled or anything. So.
Well, we should bring those pattern enhancers, whatever those are, just in case they get the
pattern enhancers. Come on.
Yeah, those things. We're not going to carry them. Just leave them in the shuttle. All
right.
Just in case.
Alright, so you take three pattern announcers to pick grit.
Just
in case.
Because we're two-dimensional, we only need two.
That's true, but you're not. Unless you only want two-dimensional spice that you transport it away.
I'm sure it'll be alive, though. I move
just transport you spice at a time. On the conveyor belt. So what kind of phasers, again?
He's a medical guy, right? He probably doesn't like carry phases. I don't find out what he's saying.
You think he's taking a hypocritic oath?
What kind of door? Which I believe just says,
do no harm.
Well, no, you interpret it that way. It's really what's written in the book is, don't harm your patients and treat everybody. Mm. All patients equally.
Do no harm is what they swear now.
Yeah. But,
try really hard to do no harm. Okay,
No, do no harm is very specific. It's more specific than it is.
The security disaster, slap every one of them, type 3 phasers. Yep.
Phaser rifle? Alright, phaser rifles for the security guy. How about you?
The rest of them, not in the security, will be carrying what kind of type 2.
Type 2?
From
guns?
Guns, yeah.
Okay. You want to take a phaser there, doctor?
Do we need them?
Wrap it on, you don't have to draw it.
Yeah. We're in a potential first contact situation.
Why is that a phaser?
Don't they generally not bring weapons to first contact?
I believe you're knocked out of the air by an attempt to communicate with the rest of the galaxy randomly. But it could have been an attack. You were here for that, right?
He was in the room. I don't know if she was paying attention.
But what had a huge energy burst from the surface, hit the ship, took everything out, but one system, the metaphasic shield. we managed to stabilize and get quarter impulse back. We don't have that lithium crystal as a result of this attack. This potential attack, and then we're going down to the surface to avoid future attacks of this nature.
Okay, well, take one to type one stages.
Okay.
Type one. Good for shaving.
Hey, I think I have these type two. I said to have these stuff.
Okay.
What was I going to say? So, we were here because the first week.
Mysterious transmission.
Mysterious.
So you're just investigating that?
Anyways, that burst, by the way, we determined already that it was similar to the burst that we transmission we saw before.
Yeah.
Same type of energy.
Well, that prime number.
But the other thing, yeah, that's right. That's right. But the other thing we saw was something was in the solar system. We saw the trail of something in the solar system. Right?
Well, that's the trail from the transmission.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. So
the transmission leaves a trail. An ionic trail.
Oh, see, I thought then. I thought that they had traveled. There was some kind of spacecraft in there, I think. So.
Yeah, I described it wrong because I kept saying it was like some kind of warp wave
thing.
Yeah, they usually assumed they had warp traffic.
That's true, that's true. It was warp, they were using warp technology to communicate, and that same stuff just hit us.
Right.
Alright, well, that's fine. So we're going down to even make first contact and with the species. Or. Determine if they're really out.
Any standing orders for security yet?
And we know these guys, this space is now in the neutral zone?
It is in Federation territory.
It was Romulan space at one time.
Yeah.
Not so long ago. But this architecture we saw is like 1,000 or 2,000 years old?
The transmitter looks to be 1,000 years old.
Okay. We're just older than the Federation and older than the occupation of this region by the Romulans.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so it could be totally different species. Probably.
Probably.
We don't know enough
about the Romulans. Exactly.
So there's probably first contact with a potentially warp knowledgeable society.
We haven't really seen any evidence of warp knowledge, sir. Well, the transmission did have a warp carrier on it. That doesn't necessarily mean that they developed the technology for the warp drives as well.
That's why the potential. The fact that they haven't gotten energy yet, well, I guess they became engorged by the not gorged.
They became engorged.
Encased by the red giant. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Red giant.
Well, you could probably find a explanation for that too.
Well, I know. I'm just saying the fact that they're trapped is on the red. Anyway, so we're going down. They have no clue what they look like.
Okay. So, anything you want to tell any troops before you go down? Like, you know, shoot them as they blink. Make sure I'm the only one going to do the talking.
Stay behind me. Do what I do.
I have the strangest sense of deja vu. Like, I've been here and already started this.
Yeah.
So everything else went down exactly the same?
Yeah, pretty
they
much.
They had trouble. They landed.
They had like no trouble. Eric was just very conscious. So you land. You go down to the bottom of the crevice. There is some kind of doors that open up.
We go in. Close behind us.
Yeah, close behind you. You get air pumped in. Mm-hmm.
I was just checking my.
And then you go outside.
Yep.
You see the. You do a scan, so there's lots of people. Farther in, so you go through the tunnels.
Right.
Okay.
Tell me when I send search through with it. They'll probably be shooting at me.
See the top down.
See the great thing about type 3 phasers is they have to have them out because they're always right.
True.
And it's not.
You're not supposed to fire until you start firing.
You have 10 type 3 phasers with you.
The entire security defense, which is like four people.
Two.
Just two.
Wow.
Two per defense usually.
I want two to that something.
Okay, four guys.
Wow.
Okay, so. You wander into the corridor, and you turn the corner, and you see this ancient looking robot of some kind going down, like cleaning the place. It's just really primitive.
It's really primitive.
You know, it's like
how old is it?
Like 21st century technology, that sort of thing.
Oh, Okay, so it's the robot itself.
Old the robot itself.
The technology is.
Technology is.
You know what we can do today.
Okay, so all right, we're screwed. We shouldn't be talking to people at all.
That's really nice. And the walls are kind of unfinished, and there's like all kinds of quartz crystals and stuff like that all over. Some of them naturally glowing and stuff.
Sure. Somebody will look for dilithium crystals. God, that's the sort of thing you should be looking for all the time.
That's true. Anybody want to make a roll?
Sure. I'll tell.
First we'll put the tricorder.
So we have one for each type, the tricorder.
Yeah, the medical, I have the science. What's the third type?
No, you should use the
engineering.
Engineering.
That's you, Dan.
So I'll grab the
engineering. Let me scan for a dilithium, sir.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I need a wild die.
It's just the user interface anyway, right?
No, the medical one actually has an additional interface on it.
Yeah, it can scan for the lithium, I believe.
Well, yeah, you can pretty much do anything with any of the tricorders.
It's just better.
There's just different programs on them, so.
I thought that actually they had some just slightly different scanners.
Yeah, the medical one has different crystals on it, I know.
Yeah.
But it can still scan for the lithium.
Oh, yeah.
So, the wild dye will be the blue dye. I have no idea how the system works, really.
If you roll a 1 or a 6, then something happens with the wild dye.
I rolled a 1 with 8 wild dye.
You didn't roll all 1. I got a 9.
Okay.
Yeah, close. But.
All 1s is bad, and then 6 on the wild dye, you guys make time die also.
Yeah,
two.
Okay.
Okay. So it's 2 plus your skill.
What's your tri-quarter skill?
How many dice should you use to...
A number equal to your intellect.
Plus perception in this case?
No.
Logic?
No.
Okay.
Well, add a minimal done.
What was my target? I got 9.
9. Some of the things, there's a lot of quartz and a lot of, diamonds. And bunch of crystals. Some of them is, like, raw dilithium. Especially the glowing one.
So I got a 5.
Picking up some raw
It will take a fair amount of raw dilithium, and then you have to refinance it to make something that you can use in your ship.
Picking up some raw dilithium here, sir.
Can you
transfer it to the
occasional. Isn't that against the process?
They're samples.
Can you?
That's clearly not the purpose he's taking them for, right?
What?
You land in someone else's base, look, oh, look, money, something valuable on the ground.
Well, right now, we're not, well.
I think you were in someone's fucking base.
I'm with you. We also have no dilithium back on the ship. It was destroyed by the attack.
crashing our ship into their base is more likely to violate the front directive than taking dilithium. It would be better to negotiate for it, of course.
Yes.
The robot comes closer.
Alright. We should probably edge carefully around that.
Sure. And can we communicate with the ship at this point?
Nope. Well, you can make a roll, actually. Let's put with try communicator. And this time we can add your logic to that.
Yeah. As if I have that.
You don't know.
7.
Get a bunch of static.
Excuse me. Robot, are you able to speak?
It says nothing. It makes a lot of humming sounds. It's kind of noisy.
Okay.
What does the robot seem to be doing?
Seems to be like sweeping the place. Just gathering up the loose rocks and stuff.
My supposition, sir, is that this is a clean robot.
He's human. He's a scientist, sir.
Thanks. Alright, step around.
Okay, so you guys step around it.
Going towards the human.
And
going towards the light.
As you keep going down the corner, you hear some voices.
And do we understand the voices?
It takes
not yet.
A universal translator a few minutes to calibrate, as I recall from my dream.
Let's back up and let the universal translator do its thing. So use the tricorder to keep them, at least the corner between us.
So you step back.
Exactly. If they come towards us, we step back. If they go forward,
okay,
we go forward.
So eventually, after a couple minutes of this, eventually you get the universal translator kicks in, and they're saying stuff like, because basically they're heading towards where their shuttle is.
Oh, they are.
So they're saying, you know.
Do I get possibility? Sorry, I couldn't
ask. Roll.
Did you make that character psionic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Psy, receptive, empathy.
Psy, receptive,
it's a skill. But they're saying stuff like, oh, why do we have to go, you know, check out the COVID or the
state port?
Yeah, the port, the landing port. And the female voice saying, you know, that's what we're, you know, that's our job. That's what we're assigned to do.
And I got nothing.
Shape up.
I got like two. Like, I'd only pick out a really strong emotion, like we're going to butcher all those people. It doesn't seem like.
Alright. So, you get the security detachment to stand at attention. You guys stand behind me and look friendly. No, whatever the equivalent to the.
Okay. So they come around the corner.
They look normal, we look friendly. That's that.
Right. It looks like a bunch of like technicians come around the corner. They have like little tools and stuff.
Gotcha.
They're like kind of reddish. Reddish face with thinning hair and thinning white hair.
What are you looking at?
The Mandalorians!
The hair isn't white.
Well, we still have darker hair. You're taking more Van Hormian.
Let's see a picture here.
Oh, there's a black and white picture.
Oh, yeah, I don't look anything like you. Put a hat on and look anything like you.
Not like that drawing in the Painting Madness.
Well, none of us look like some pictures. Anymore.
So, there are four of them.
Actually, I kind of look like that.
A female and, like, three males. And they all, you know, look at you and your guns.
Guns in front, guns put away. Yeah, the
one
guy.
Sure.
Ready.
You have the ready.
Not the ready. What's that position? I don't know.
That's
rest.
Progress.
No,
that's not what we call it.
That's what we call it.
But anyways, it's a long way from here.
You
can't get much farther.
You do have weapons, obviously.
Yeah, we do have weapons.
All right, so, you know.
They can hide those banners and crap, man.
True. So they come around the corner, and
greetings.
The Type 1 phaser is not necessarily
So, one of them runs.
But everybody else, we don't mean to start with you. We need to talk to whoever's in charge. We're visiting.
So the girl recovers first, and she comes out. Greetings, I am Trust. Welcome to Refuge.
It's your aspect.
Strangers.
Hello, I am
John Theodore, Lieutenant JT
from the United Federation of Florida.
Oh, you come from another planet, then?
Yes, I do.
You come to visit our home, our little planet. Perhaps you would... You're not here to conquer us, sorry.
We're on a mission of exploration. We believe that your message sent out to the cosmos was beckoning us here. We believe we're invited.
Oh, or the message. Oh, of course, the eye. I should take you to meet our leader so that he can explain it all to you. You have a ship?
Yes, we do.
Really? A big ship? You and the rest of your well-armed compatriots, go around the galaxy having adventures?
Sir, a moment, sir?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
A moment, sir?
Alright, just a minute, man. I'm very sorry. I know, prime directive.
Yes, sir.
We're not doing well.
Even revealing the knowledge of technology, for example, the technology that allows the ability to go across the galaxy can be a violation if they do not yet have that technology, sir.
When we're here, they know that we came from elsewhere.
We could have told them.
They sent the communique, and they had that leaf in crystal.
But sir, we could have told them we came from the other side of the planet, from another planet in the system.
We haven't told them how far we've come from.
We could just explain it as a misunderstanding that when we heard galaxy or...
They didn't say galaxy, the cosmos. I said they transmitted into the cosmos.
I suppressed my embarrassment somehow.
Yes, sir.
Alright, so we are from elsewhere, not from this planet. I don't believe they didn't believe anything else other than that. Yeah, I understand, and thank you for your note. You keep on quoting Starfleet regs.
Yes, sir.
Sorry about that protocol issue. So, your leader, you were going to bring it here.
Oh, yes, follow me.
What's that?
What's that?
I'd like to see a list of, Starfleet regulations. Is there one in any of the books?
Yeah, Price of Freedom.
Yeah, that's so privileged.
Yeah,
I like so I'll have to bring them.
And it has
I'd love to see that.
It has a discussion of them.
Okay. I guess
these are the two books I have.
We're about the same size as you.
And the Vulcan one, strangely.
Do all your people have small eyes?
They have big eyes.
They have a little bigger eyes than you.
All of them I've met. My particular race.
She starts walking.
If you don't mind, since you're quizzing us, how did your people come to be here?
Oh, that's a... It's the Red Giant.
The Red Giant?
It's our son.
Yeah.
Became a Red Giant.
Right.
So we have to protect ourselves.
Absolutely, completely. I understand that. So before that... Before you were encased in the Red Giant, what was your people like before that? What was your life?
We were thinkers, artists,
utopia,
writers.
Yeah,
no one ever says we were pretty much drifting.
So the Red Giant album, you pretty much better ass. You had never explored beyond your planet or beyond your prior to the Red Giant encasing you?
There was no need. There was obviously you must be some sort of offshoot or maybe perhaps the gods created another race. But, there was nothing else to go, nowhere else to go.
So what happens to officers that accompany people that badly grant them?
Well, we didn't know what they looked like. We couldn't go in here incognito. Alright,
I'm just kidding. No, that was a serious question. I want to know.
You're fine.
I think
it all falls on me. Don't worry about it.
If you look around, the other two people.
One ran,
so the three of them left. So there's Tresk, and then the, because the one's talking to you, mm-hmm. and then the other two, who are worriedly looking at the rest of you. Whispering on
the song. So the broadcast. What exactly? We weren't able to decode. We couldn't understand what you were asking for.
It's just a signal to bring other people. Perhaps we weren't too sure. There were some people said there were races on other planets, and other people said that's impossible. conditions to, you know, for revolution. You'd never have any other races. But seeing as we couldn't move our people off the planet,
it's a request to be
We figured any race that could get here, anybody else that could get here could probably help us.
So you want help? You want to leave this planet, to go to a more habitable planet?
Yes, I do.
Is that what the message is requesting?
We weren't too sure. It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
And we continue doing it. There are people.
We're still fine, man.
There are people like me who would like, you know, to meet other, to make new contact and to go out and see other places. For the most part, though, we've become very insular. All
right.
As a race.
So, if you don't mind, just give me a second here. I need to consult my my device here. Just saying. So what I want to do is use the tricorder with the communication, with my encryption capability, knowing now more of the message to try to decode it now.
Knowing more of the message.
Well, I know now it's a request for, I believe, for help.
And also,
the nature of the help, which I'm going to make the assumption is they want evacuation to more habitable planet.
So you're trying to see if
there is a message.
It actually makes sense encryptically if can actually feed them the language at this point, and he can do a search through the encrypted message, seeing if anything will be grouped to.
Same reason they used the machine in World War II. They fed information so they knew at least a word that was in it.
Intellect plus logic. Personal equipment, actually not. Use your encryption skill. Slightly harder with a tricorder.
I know. harder, not more additional information. So, let's say I had an 8. What would my target number be? And what would courage give me?
I was thinking 10, probably.
10?
Yeah.
And so would courage give me another die roll, more die rolls, more wild die rolls, or would
courage adds to the result?
Okay. Well, you said sometimes it's both. But in this case, it's okay. So I can.
Courage can be used for more dice if you actually want it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, that's your choice.
So, yes, I have 10. 10.
And
I make my courageous tricro roll. Pilot.
There is. In the pattern? Okay, so in the
great.
Except the 1, and then 2, and then 3, and then 5.
Yeah, I got contact.
The way the pattern breaks up, basically it's just got another sequence in it.
Yeah.
But it's not really a message.
It's not?
No.
Ooh, okay.
So it's just got 2 sequences in it.
And the second sequence, I don't understand what that is.
It's not secure.
It's a Fibonacci series?
Yeah.
I would suggest, sir, that it was simply a modulated signal that was sent to imply that there was intelligent life by showing that
we had want visitors.
Which could not have been accidentally generated. It was actually very similar to some of the protocols used in the late 20th century to contact alien life by your people on Earth. Well known in the science textbooks.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm cool with it. They requested it. That's all that matters.
It's actually not technically true, sir. We could still interfere with the natural evolution of the planet even if we were requested.
That's true. But
my suggestion, sir, would be to report the situation back to Starfleet now that we have a good understanding of it and let the experts in the Prime Directive decide what to do.
That's true. That would be what the textbooks would say. But Captain, what's her name? Or not the fellow, the law was too fit. What's the captain, our captain's name? Having been under the captain's, leadership for this long, I got a better idea what's actually going to happen. See, it sent us back down here. It would be up to us to how to handle this.
Oh, yeah. And for treatment.
And so, Captain Ann. For treatment.
Well, this is just, you know, background question. We just pretty much determined they don't have warp drive technology.
Secondly, they didn't leave the planet.
Yeah, we're stumbling. We're now officially doing all
official,
the
things. Officially, they are a pre-warp ray,
yes. You
know, prime directive, unless you can find a way around it.
Yeah.
So pretty much by landing, like saying we're in a space suit appearing in Starfleet uniforms, four guys.
This is why it's cool, as far as I'm concerned. They chose not to be space there, and they requested people to come here instead. That's my interpretation of it now.
Can I make a Laurel cap? Starship Ranks.
What do you want to?
Can I too?
I want to know if that argument holds water.
Can I make a law roll to help it hold water?
Sure, you can make a law roll. See if you start up a loophole.
Logic out there?
Logic help.
What?
Logic help. It's plus logic.
Okay.
That's the number of dice, and then that's your skill.
Okay. So that's,
So. What my target number? For fighting the right loophole.
It is an A.
Trying to beat him.
Is that it? Alright, well, I can do that.
You don't add unless you get a 1 or a 6. You just figure out your highest die.
I don't want to beat him.
While that's a 6, okay. You have the next highest die.
Okay, but if you roll 4, it's nothing.
Right. And if everything's a 1, it's bad. But other than that,
okay.
It's like a normal thing.
So, yeah, I got it.
Pretty much, sure. Yeah. So other than that, you just choose your highest
okay.
Die. And then I just go.
I will pass it on to you. Okay, see you in 8. And yeah. Ask her to give you a call, too, just to confirm. I suspect that's going to be okay, because that's about what she was saying today. Yeah,
I'm really trying to beat them, but that at least keeps me going forward. I want to feel confident that I'm interpreting the prime factor properly. Am I?
Yeah,
in that particular interpretation. So.
Well, unless you totally blow it.
Well, I didn't blow it. I got an 8 too, but I could easily beat him.
A few phasers. There's a parting
gear. Let me see what my role was. So. It's intelligence. Intellect, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's logic.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And then add those freckled reds.
This is like the best role I could possibly make.
That's much. Oh, you got a wild type?
No.
That wasn't the best you could possibly make.
Five.
7.
7, and you got how much?
Chris got 8.
You got?
8. But I figured it should be 9. So it is. Should I modify yours?
You know, the lieutenant has a pretty good argument.
Oh, wow.
As long as, you know, it doesn't get too much worse, that's probably okay.
Yeah.
And so why what would be too much worse if, like, we offer to evacuate them?
Gosh, I don't know what offer to evacuate them. Depends how you offer it.
It also
depends on their need. If the race is going to be wiped out, usually the prime directive can go more.
Oh, but I've seen the episode where they didn't evacuate the race.
True.
Like
that's
we're
true.
All sneaky and like kicked them into the.
Well, also they could do that.
Well,
they know that you're there. They know you have a ship. Offering transportation on a ship is probably okay. You know,
but if they don't know that we actually have a warp capable ship, but could assume that we were still in solar system travel.
Is it?
Yeah, then that would be a little trickier.
Is there any planets in the solar system that are inhabitable now that the red giant come out? You know, it'd be
no. It wouldn't. Not in the short amount of time that's happened. Basically, this is the third planet, the fourth planet. Never really had an atmosphere, so.
Right.
And then the rest of them were just gas giants. So,
okay,
small well. Gas giants, sure.
I don't know, I probably can't get much information from the tricorder, but as soon as it gets a chance to link up with the main computer or whatever, I'll look for an inhabitable planet that is in a red giant solar system.
Their son didn't used to be a red shrine, you know.
I know.
Okay.
Their present one is.
Right. Okay.
If we could blindfold them and get them to another system with a red giant, they might think...
And blindfold them a lot like, you know, transferring to a ship and going to Mars.
Right.
They think they're...
And since they probably can't see the stars from inside the red giant, it won't be obvious to them that they've been...
And this spaceport is obviously designed either to invite us in or they used to use it for going around in their own solar system.
It's true. Well, you didn't see any ships when you were down there, so...
Yeah, true. So, what I would like, if that's acceptable to you, is to avoid any major populations and get to your leader with least interaction with the rest of your population.
Okay.
And I try to explain basically the prime directive to them. we don't want to interfere with your planet, and to keep me for me to be able to help you. The less I break this rule, the more I'll be able to help you.
That sounds silly, but okay.
Okay.
No, I'm not.